Hello, beautiful people. Welcome to lesson two in our mini-series where we are going to talk about approaching dialogue, discussion, posts, and replies with minding our manners. Or I should say by minding our manners. So what we're participating in, so that we're posting, so that what we're replying, so that the discussion that's being held and the dialogue that we're having with others and with self, again, virtually or face-to-face in person, is it in a righteous conduct? Is it in a righteous conduct where I'm minding my manners? And so we know the manners that our parents raised us up to have or might have raised us up to have, hopefully. We know the mannerisms that we have obtained from culture and from the world and from our own life experiences. But do we know the manners that God wants us to walk with and approach things with? And so today's lesson is going to be the faith being cultivated. So we talked about last week, do not fear, only believe, and that belief is going to be connected with your faith in action. And so today we are going to cultivate the faith so that it is ripened enough to know we are walking in a righteous conduct when we are approaching group settings and social media. So if you want to pull out your Bible and turn to Micah 6:8. If you don't know where Micah is, look in your table of contents in your Bible. That is totally fine. Micah 6:8. It says, and I'm reading out of the New King James Translation, it says that he has shown you, O man, what is good. He meant Jesus. He meant God. He meant the Father. And what does the Lord require of you but to do justly, to love mercy, and to walk humbly with your God. So those are the manners for righteous conduct. That is how we need to approach these things, by minding our manners of the righteous conduct. And so in that, we'll have to ask ourselves a series of questions. Is this post, reply, or rebuttal? Is it helpful? Is it uplifting my opinion? Is it uplifting my own reasoning? Or is it truly uplifting the manner in which God wants me to navigate through group settings, navigate through by minding the manners of being devoted to his word, which tells me to do justly, to love mercy, and to walk humbly with my God? That's number one. And then in that, we're having to always do this self-reflection. I remember we said last week, approach starts within. Am I muffled here in what I'm about to say? Am I muffled in my reply? Am I muffled in my understanding? Am I muffled in what is trying to be conveyed to me, rather than solid in my extension of walking in the manners that God wants me to walk in? And what does it mean to love mercy? And that is to love the loving kindness. That is our duty to how we love thy neighbor. Anytime we are approaching dialogue, discussion within ourselves or with other people, anytime we're approaching social media platforms or group chat platforms, we are understanding that there needs to be an extension of loving kindness. That is our duty for loving thy neighbor. Okay, and then in this, is what I'm writing, is what I'm saying, is it written in humility or in just getting my point across? Self-reflection in our approach. We have to think before we speak, before we write, before we post, before we reply. We have to think, mind my manners, the manners of being devoted to the word of God that tells me to love mercy, to walk humbly with my God, and to do justly. Now, in this, we are here to remember to get God's agenda accessible to everybody, to get God's agenda established within the setting. And so we have to ask ourselves, is my approach to this getting God's agenda done? God's agenda is for salvation, is to implement solutions, is to challenge in our spiritual fruitfulness or growth, is to get us to be delivered and not just saved, is to also get us into renewal and not just remaining in the place that we are currently in. And so many times we can fail to Micah 6:8 it and cause injustice and damage to people, damage to their faith, damage to their view of Christians, and the list can go on and on when we don't approach these type of settings with these mindful manners. I pray that we're getting this. And so injustice can happen when we don't ask ourselves, you know, okay, am I minding my manners here? When we don't go through the series of questions that I just spoke about in the beginning or earlier, okay, when we don't ask ourselves that and allow Joshua 1:8 to be our resolve, that meditation on God's word, to keep it on our lips, okay? Now, are we in this? The injustice can happen when we do these things. The injustice can occur when we begin to group all people as the same as those who have previously hurt us. When we begin to group the person that's initiating the lesson or initiating the teaching or initiating the dialogue and the things that they're saying, when we begin to group or when we begin to say or speak from a place of past hurt, wounds, triggers, right? When we begin to respond as a trigger or initiate as a trigger in a way to stand up for ourselves, in a way to justify our own opinions, in a way to convey or only be able to talk through the lens of our pain, that's when injustice can happen, when we are provoking our pain through the conversation and not allowing God's word to be the thorough solution as we spoke about from last week's lesson. Okay, injustice can also happen, just so that we're aware. God says we have to be aware, because if it's telling me to do justly, I have to know when I'm not doing justly. Okay, I have to know that. So also when we are approaching these settings trying to prove, justify, or protect and defend self rather than uphold God's agenda, injustice is happening. Okay, so how do we self-examine ourselves to be able to walk humbly in these type of settings? We have to begin to say, okay, Father God, I want to mind the manners of being devoted to thy word and thy word in Micah 6:8, as I was seeing that though they were doing things, though they were sacrificing, i.e. for this setting, though we are participating, though we are showing up, though we are saying, okay, I'm going to be on this platform, but how am I going about being here? How am I going about being here? And so we have to begin to say, let me walk humbly. How can I lay my burdens down? Because where I'm burdened, I'm bothered. And where I'm bothered, it gets distributed in these group settings. It gets distributed in the dialogue. It gets distributed through my social media posts. So God, show me. This is what we have. This is walking humbly. God, show me where I'm prideful. God, show me where we're arrogant. God, show me, because where that is, it creates more problems and prejudices. And so, Father, help us. This is how we walk humbly, okay? By saying, Father, help me to become devoted to your word in such a way that I humble myself to it when I'm distraught, when I'm distressed, and when I may be subconsciously ego-tripping. Father, help we, your people, to humble ourselves. Amen? And so if we can walk humbly and do that, what I just said, do that, then we should be able to post and initiate or even redirect dialogue to where we are becoming humbled in asking for help and accountability and understanding the biblical standards for everyday life, for our perspectives to be willing to allow faith to reestablish to where it needs to be, so that we can walk humbly with our God for teachable spirits that overrule our own reasoning and long-term beliefs, that show up in our conversations, that show up in our dialogue, that show up in debate. And so how are we to mind our manners again in walking humbly and in loving mercy and in doing justly? I pray that you remember this, that you go into Micah 6:8 and devote yourself to that, and that you replay this if necessary, and I will catch you again in our next week lesson. God bless you.